Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1207 of our trek, and it is time for our three-minute mini-trek called Humor Unplugged. Our Thursday podcast will provide you with a clean and short funny story to help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. Something to cheer you and provide a bit of levity in your life. We are told in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. We are also encouraged in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Consider this your vitamin supplement of cheer for today. So let's jump right in with today's funny, which is titled, A Gift for the Church. Pastor James, who was a new pastor at City Sutter Church, was delighted when he received an anonymous gift of money, which was quite substantial for the small church. During the next church council meeting, Pastor James presented the gift and proposed that it should be used for a new chandelier for the main sanctuary, since the current lightings had been there for many decades and was not adequate. Pastor James thought this was a splendid idea. However, when he put it to the vote, Pastor James was disappointed when the proposal was narrowly defeated. Pastor James observed that Sam, the church council secretary, had voted against the proposal, and when the meeting was over, he asked Sam why he had not supported it. Sam looked at Pastor James sternly for a few moments, and then he said he had three reasons. First, I have to write the minutes of the meeting. I can't spell that word. Second, there's sure to be an argument over who should play it. And finally, if we are going to spend money in the church, we really need some good lighting in the sanctuary. I hope that brought a smile to your face today. If it did, pass your smile on to someone else. We could all use a good smile. And for our Thursday thought, many communication misunderstandings arise when you presume that others know what you're talking about. And our verse for today is Luke chapter 18, verse 34. But they didn't understand any of this. The significance of his word was hidden from them, and they failed to grasp what he was talking about. Sort of sounds like Pastor James today. And just as you enjoy these humor nuggets, please encourage your friends and family to join us, and they come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,206 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Philosophy Friday.